When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey, it's Nikki.
And it's Brie.
And we're
Late to the party,
a podcast on film, fashion, and pop culture from two best friends, mentally a part of the Tortured Poets Department.
And this is our mini episode on the 2024 Grammys.
Also, please note, I regret nothing I say in this episode. However, I am a walking, talking contradiction and will be the first to listen to the Tortured Poets Department on April 19th. Enjoy.
She doesn't even go here.
Yesterday I did Gucci, so and today Fendi, so
it's hot.
I've been trying to debrief you,
yeah,
on the Grammys.
Yeah, I know. I'm so out of touch.
No, I'll explain it to you.
Okay.
From my, you know,
yeah,
just relate to the party on it.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I've just really enjoyed Tracy Chapman and Luke Combs just singing that song together.
Are they going to release the song together,
you think? I don't know. Well, Luke Combs last year released his cover, which there's like 10,000 covers of Fast Car.
Yeah.
But his struck a chord. But I'm glad to see Tracy Chapman, who hasn't aged today, aged like fine.
She looks amazing. And she sounds, it's like, I don't know. She's living her best life. Like
sorcery. I'm glad she's finally getting her flowers.
Yes.
Because I grew up listening to Tracy Chapman.
Same.
And Fast Car, one of the greatest songwriting feats of all time. Just something about that song. So, and I know we've talked about it.
We've talked about it a lot. Like,
that's
I think
our Roman Empire. That's why.
It really is. Yeah.
Like 2 months ago, we were both in the car listening to Fast Car, and we were like, I wonder if they ever made it out.
We did, yeah. Did they make it out of this? And we're like, I don't think they did.
I know. I think that's the point of the song.
Yeah. But still, it gets me thinking, like, if Fast Car plays and I'm in the car and I'm driving, I'm just think, like, I'm somewhere else. I'm, like, on the journey.
Same. I don't know. Everything
pulls at my heartstrings.
Everything about that song just pulls at my heartstrings.
Yeah. Tracy Chapman's voice.
I love her. I don't know. I'm just really glad.
Yeah,
she's getting her flowers. Also, I'm really glad that it was more of a moment to show.
Yeah,
show off her. I really was like weirded out because there's so many covers of that song.
Yeah.
So I was like, when Luke Combs had the hit with Fast Car, mm-hmm, I was like, oh, I hope people know about Tracy Chapman.
Same. Yeah, I know. I was a little at first. I'm like, what? But I mean, not that you can't have a cover of it, but it's just, yeah, I do think about her.
Well, I'm glad she's thriving.
I'm here for it.
Yeah, that was not majority of the Grammys though, Brie.
Yeah, so I missed so much. Like, I missed the Grammys completely. I don't know what happened. You told me before we started recording Taylor Swift snubbed Celine Dion a little bit.
Yeah, she was accepting, Taylor Swift was accepting Album of the Year for Midnights. Totally don't know about that one on the Grammys part. Not that, like,
Album of the Year was Midnights.
Yeah. That's a proper reaction.
Wait, I thought Midnights was the year before, no?
Yeah, but I think it qualified for this year. Mm-hmm. I don't know really how. It's based on, like, releases.
Yeah.
I don't know a lot about, like, the Grammy structure as much as, like, the Oscars. But I'm assuming it's, like, I don't know, because the Oscars are very different. Like,
yeah,
just release schedule-wise. Like, if you release something in January. Oh, it's like, okay, if the Oscars, like, if you release a movie theatrically in January, maybe. I don't think this is, I'm thinking about this now through, this isn't true, but I'll finish the thought. Like, if you release a movie theatrically in January, but like it was a limited release in December, it can still qualify for the previous year.
Oh, there's a loophole.
Yeah, so maybe it's like a release.
I'm surprised. I don't know what I thought Album of the Year would be though.
What it should have been, which Beyonce? I know. Well, that was actually nominated last year did not get it, which Renaissance in my mind's Album of the Year every year. Lana Del Rey was nominated for There's a Tunnel Over Ocean Boulevard.
Oh, that's amazing. Go her. I love Lana Del Rey. I love that she's still making music and doing her, you know, just doing her thing.
Truly. I mean, as a Lana stan, I know I love Taylor Swift as well, but if I'm being truthful, there's certain people I really want to see succeed in life, and Taylor Swift is great. She's amazing. She's won album of the year now 4 times.
Yeah. Did Born to Die get anything?
Nothing.
Nothing.
And that changed music. We need to have a Lana Del Rey episode.
Yeah, we do. We really do.
Because we both are Lana stans.
Yeah.
But you missed. Okay, so you miss, you know, the Grammys. It's a bunch of peers in the music industry.
Right.
They're both. I mean, not both. Like every single person at the Grammys.
Yeah. Is
very successful in their craft. Of the music.
Sure. Adele's there probably.
Not this year, but no. I wish. Beyonce was kind of there. She was there for a little bit in a cowboy hat.
But then she left?
Mm-hmm. Well, that was after like Jay-Z's no.
Oh.
But
yeah, what happened with Jay-Z? Because I've only heard like bits and pieces that he was like, yeah, this doesn't really mean anything.
You know, he kind of pulled a Kanye West, Hurricane Katrina.
Yeah.
Like, the Grammys don't care about black people, which, fair. But, you know, I don't know. Do you have any reverence for the Grammys anymore? Because I feel like they missed me.
No. I guess I would be watching if I did. You know what I mean? But I think I just don't watch a whole lot of live TV in general. And a lot of award shows, I think, have been disappointing over the years. Or just not entertaining enough for me to tune in, you know?
Post-COVID's been a little bleak for award shows.
Yeah, I think that's what it is. It started around there for me.
And there's no, like, Will Smith at the Oscars doing the slap really kept you engaged. There was no, like, scandal at the Grammys. Mm-hmm. Not that there should always be a scandal. But anyways, Taylor Swift, so she accepts her first award. I don't remember what she won for, but she takes the opportunity to announce her next album.
Oh,
so right. Okay. Her next album is coming out in April. It's called, I want to say, the Dead Poets Society. That's not what it's called. The Tortured Poets Department.
Oh, I thought when I saw this in the notes, I thought that was like what you were calling like her and some other people, like
her and Lana Del Rey, Jack Antonoff,
Tracy Chapman.
One can hope that the Tortured Poets Department.
Features all those artists,
but it doesn't. She has a song, I think, with Florence Welch, which
what
you know who I stan her, who should have 10,000 Grammys. Her and Lana, in my book, should have 10,000 Grammys. But she does a song with Post Malone, because she leaked her track list. Yeah, I don't know. honestly, but it was. I thought it was a little bit. Taylor Swift kind of lost me on Grammys night. I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah,
just because I thought it was a little
It's like not the right place to promote, because it's like you're already on top. Like you're, you know,
she's had such a year.
Humble yourself, girl.
A little bit. Well, she's had such a big year. And over this past year, you know this personally off mic. Now I feel like I have nothing to lose. I've listened to Fast Car today. I don't care.
Yeah.
I'm going to speak my truth.
Speak your truth, Nick.
Okay. You know, I've been a Swiftie for years.
Yes.
But not like a Swiftie where I'm aware of her carbon emissions.
Yeah.
I'm aware that she does things that are a little cringy. Mm-hmm. And I ride with it as a Swiftie. But she does deserve criticism and she makes great art. That being said, she kind of has lost a lot of me over the last year.
Mm.
Just because, well, for one.
Travis Kelce. No.
Before that, speaking of people I ride for, probably over Taylor Swift. You know, I'm a huge 1975 fan.
Yeah,
I know this. Yeah, like for over a decade. I've like rode for them before anyone knew who they were. So when she was dating Matty Healy, I was here for it. I was here for Rap Boy Summer.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like she like got bullied by her fans
into squashing that. Really? You were like hoping that would last? You kind of shipped them?
I shipped them a little bit, or I loved. Yeah, I just
it could have been more
idea.
Of a moment. Like, they almost got engaged, according to that one magazine. I mean, that was, like, the fantasy, Nick.
Truly. Or just having a messy time. I don't know. I kind of...
Like, she hasn't had a messy enough time. Do you think she had to, like, clean up her act really soon? She's like, oh, no. Okay, I dated, like, Matty Healy. Now I have to, like, be all proper and date a football player and look good. I don't know. I'm not saying that that's all that it was, but maybe it just happened. And she's like, oh, this is perfect.
The devil works hard.
Uh-huh.
But Taylor Swift and Tree Payne work harder.
Mm.
I think they had to clean up her image real quick because she had the Eras tour, which was, you know, so successful. And, you know, she was having all these re-releases. You know, she had to maintain this image. Travis Kelce really kind of keep... Also, the Gaylers were getting a buzz Gotta squash it. Got a Travis Kelce. And then it just was throughout this past year, Taylor Swift has become very oversaturated in the media.
Yeah.
Not to take away from her talent, and I still love her and I still listen to her music daily, but it's a lot.
Yeah.
It's a lot of Taylor Swift. So you would think at this moment, Taylor Swift might not take a step back, but just realize, like, read the room maybe a little more. I don't know. I'm also a little tired of Taylor Swift dancing at award shows.
Yeah, but why do they always pan to her? No offense, but like, we don't need to see her like singing to the Fast Car. But I don't know. It was fun that one time. Wow, what was that time where she was really? Was it Miley? Was Miley Cyrus?
I don't. Oh my God, Miley Cyrus won for Flowers.
Did she? Okay, I love that song.
Oh my God, that was one of the highlights of the night. And she
good for her.
She wore this John Galliano beaded gown. It looks like Cher, like in the 80s Bob Mackie.
I saw a meme about that said like this should be the Mona Lisa or something. Like paint this and hang this up in the Louvre instead.
Also, dude. Okay, I don't listen to Call Her Daddy, but Tish and Brandi Cyrus were on because they have a podcast now.
Oh, wow. They have a podcast?
Called like something... We're stoned.
What? And it's her. Isn't that her and her mom?
It's Brandi Cyrus and Tish Cyrus. I love seeing the clips on TikTok. I'm a big Tish Cyrus fan, like low key.
That's cool.
So
that's awesome. I'll have to tune into that.
Yeah. And Miley performed Flowers at the Grammys, which was great.
Yeah.
She won. So
good.
I know.
I've been rooting for her. She's another one I just root for.
I mean,
all the time.
Again, I was like
messy people. We like messy people.
I do like messy people. Late to the party, we really love messy people.
We do,
truly.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, we're from like the Jennifer's Body, like school of thought. You know, like you're murdering boys. Like it doesn't matter. Yeah. You know,
whatever.
But what was I gonna say about?
You're talking about Tish Cyrus.
Oh, Miley Cyrus.
Oh, yeah.
I've been a fan since Hannah Montana.
Exactly.
So ever since I was a kid, I have to like.
Right?
That's my girl. That's Lana. Oh, okay. And Taylor Swift wins Album of the Year.
Uh-huh.
Over Lana Del Rey. Gut punch to my heart. Which, not that Lana was going to win anyways. I love her.
Yeah.
And I love an underdog. And I get that Midnight's Lana is featured on that album. But there's a clip of when Taylor Swift wins where she drags Lana Del Rey on to on the stage.
Why?
As she wins, because she's a part of the album. But it was not really like couth. It was not really appropriate because Lana Del Rey also just lost.
Yeah. Plus, yeah, she's her own artist too. Like,
yeah.
That's like a pity come up here, sort of.
I don't know.
It's not one. It's not like in a movie where you have like the cast and crew come up with you necessarily. Yeah.
That's where like, remember at the VMAs this year, we saw Tree Payne crisis managing everywhere. I wish at the Grammys, Tree Payne was there just to be like, no, like, you know, kind of manage things a little more.
Yeah.
Boy Genius also won 3 Grammys. Phoebe Bridgers, Julian Baker, Lucy Dacus.
Oh, Bacus. I didn't know that. They were Boy Genius. Yeah. I know Phoebe Bridgers. I don't know. Is this a new band?
Well, they're just banding
so under a rock. I'm so sorry.
You would really like Boy Genius.
I'm like Jimmy Neutron.
I will send you their album. You gotta listen.
Isn't he the Boy Genius?
Yeah. Or wait, is he
Boy Genius? Or is it Dexter? Dexter?
It's either Dexter or Jimmy Neutron. I don't remember. I think it's Jimmy Neutron.
Yeah. I feel like that meme is like, let's get you to bed, Grandma. Like, I'm just like.
It's a good question. I don't remember anymore.
Yeah.
Boy Genius wins. And it was very sweet. I just think you'd really like them. I haven't really brought them up because, to be honest, I listened to their album when it first came out. And it moved me so much. And there's a song on there that makes me think of you.
Really?
In our relationship. And I started to cry. Nikki. It's a little too emotional.
That's really sweet.
Their album is very sad. It makes me really emotional, but it's a great album.
Oh, you just didn't want me to like also be sad.
Well, I didn't know how to word it without being like, I thought of you. It made me cry lots. Don't play this for me again, but I want you to listen to it.
You're like, here's some Kleenex. Listen to this.
Yes.
Oh, I'll have to check it out.
But yeah, they won 3 awards. And Julian Baker, I don't know. I just really like her. They call her the little one, but she in one of the speeches when they won, she was like, I always wanted to be in a band.
That's so cool. I want to be in a band. Nikki, why don't we get in a band?
We should be in a band.
I feel like we need more people and That's we need true. Instruments.
We're like Boy Genius, except without the talent and the like, we don't play any instruments.
Yeah, but we could do something. We could triangle. Like, we don't need that many.
The xylophone.
Yeah. It could be like experimental or something.
It'd be Shitty Boy Genius. Yeah. Girl name. Stupid.
Girl Stupid. I like it.
But that's what you missed at the Grammys.
Wow. Thank you.
You're welcome.
A Huda Media Production.